Hi, this is Jim Plunkett of the Silver and Black Show. This week on Plunkett's Playbook, we're going to talk about one of my favorite moments, Super Bowl 15. Back in 1980, we were the first wildcard team to get to the Super Bowl and face a team that beat us during the regular season 10-7 in the Philadelphia Eagles. Quite a journey, but our guys were up to it. See, we had a very good offensive line. During the season, we struggled against the Philadelphia Eagles, having given up 8 sacks. But in the Super Bowl, I think they were more prepared, more ready. They weren't going to let that happen again, and neither was I. We had Art Schell and Gene Upshaw coming to the end of their careers, but still very sturdy, good, solid, experienced offensive line. And they protected me as well as you could expect against a very good defensive unit in the Eagles. Cliff Branch, as always, was the big play guy. Bobby Chandler on the other side. But the big play came, obviously, from a guy named Kenny King. I was forced out of the pocket, running to my left, and not known for his great hands, but he made a tremendous catch on the sidelines and took it 80 yards for the score. Rod Martin had a tremendous game, 3 interceptions, which is to this day a Super Bowl record. Being named Super Bowl 15 MVP was the result of a lot of hard work and the culmination of a lot of difficult times for me. After 10 years in the league, I'd never been to a playoff game until that particular year, and being named MVP certainly put a highlight on my career. This is Jim Plunkett for Plunkett's Playbook. See you next week.